This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The chief of the IMF says the Ukraine war and the rapid inflation is threatening the global economy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The chief of the IMF says the Ukraine war and rampant inflation is threatening the global economy. IMF Managing Director Krishnalina Georgieva warns Russia's war against Ukraine is weakening the economic prospects for most of the world's countries and is calling high inflation a clear and present danger to the global economy. Georgieva adds the consequences of Russia's invasion is contributing to economic downgrades for 143 countries, although most of them will continue to grow, she says. The war has disrupted global trade in energy and grain and is threatening to cause food shortages in Africa and the Middle East. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Joe Biden on Thursday defended his handling of the U.S. economy amid a 40-year spike in inflation that he blamed in part on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at North Carolina Agricultural Technical and State University in Greensboro, Biden promoted his efforts to strengthen the U.S. supply chains, accelerated American production of semiconductors, and eased dependence on foreign makers. Biden called on Congress to give final approval to the Bipartisan Innovation Act to boost spending for emerging technologies and American manufacturing and to compete with China. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The death toll from landslides and flooding in the Philippines, triggered by Tropical Storm Maggie, rose to 148 on Thursday as more bodies were found in mudcake villages. Scores of people are still missing, feared dead, after the strongest storm to strike the archipelago nation this year dumped heavy rain over several days, forcing tens of thousands into evacuation centers. The disaster-prone region is regularly ravaged by storms, with scientists warning they are becoming more powerful as the world gets warmer because of climate change. The man accused in the Brooklyn subway shooting in New York has been ordered held without bond. We get more on the story from Ed Donahue.
Frank James was brought into court in handcuffs. In court papers, prosecutors described him as a calculating shooter who wore a disguise and fired in cold blood at terrified passengers who had nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. James's attorney, Mia Eisner-Greinberg, says what happened was a tragedy, and it's a blessing it wasn't worse.
We are all still learning about what happened on that train, and we caution against a rush to judgment.
Greinberg says in cases like this, initial reports are inaccurate.
Mr. James saw his photograph on the news. He called Crime Stoppers to help. He told them where he was.
Prosecutors suggest James had the means to carry out more attacks. I'm Ed Donahue.
Lawyers for a Hong Kong billionaire media mogul and pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai are asking the United Nations to investigate the criminal charges pending against him, arguing that the allegations are nothing but legal harassment and amount to weaponization of the law. It is not clear how the United Nations Human Rights Office may respond to the request. Lai has been charged under Hong Kong's national security law and is serving 20 months in prison. He faces four criminal prosecutions related to his attendance and pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong between 2019 and 2020. The charges include taking part in unlawful assembly and violating the territory's repressive national security law that authorities have used to target other democratic activists. And Pakistan's military Thursday dismissed allegations by ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan that the United States had conspired with his political opponents to force him from office, but said the U.S. had used language that amounted to interference in the Pakistani affairs. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.